it's just, all that I've ever heard, I mean, the only times I've ever heard the toad students use would be when parents were talking about they had read stories to the children, including toad stools, or you'd be out in the yard and you'd see a mushroom and you ask a kid, well, that's a toad stool. Uh-huh. But if it was an adult, he'd say, oh, I see you got mushrooms on your lawn.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Something was stuck in her throat and she couldn't
swallow.
Okay. What are some things that people commonly smoke, the two things people smoke the most?
Cigarettes and pipes.
Okay. And what's something that used to come from Havana?
Oh, cigars.
Okay. I guess you're right. They did smoke pipes once ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. If you don't owe anybody anything, you'd say, I'm not.
I'm free of debt.
Okay. Would you ever use the term beholden to mean that you're in debt?
No, not. That used to be used, but I don't. But we don't ever hear it anymore.
Okay. Can you do it? Yes, I can.
Do it.
Can you come? No, I
cannot come.
What's something with four wheels and a handle that a baby lies in?
Carriage.
Okay. And if you had a baby in one of these, you would what the baby?
Wheeling.
If you're talking about degrees of being grown up, you might say Tom and Sam are fairly grown up, but John is the?
Full grown.
Okay. Would you ever say the grown up is?
No.
Okay. A person might have a son and a?
Daughter.
And if he had a son and a daughter, he'd have a boy and a?
Girl.
If a woman is going to have a baby, she's?
Pregnant.
Do you know any other expressions that people, somebody
with,
didn't?
Yeah, with child.
Okay. What do you call a woman that helps at childbirth, not a nurse, but somebody else?
Midwife.
Okay. If a boy's face is similar to his father, you'd say the boy, what, his father?
Looks like him.
Okay. And if his behavior is similar to his father's, what would you say?
Just like his father.
Okay. A person might say to a child, you better stop that or you're going to get a?
Get a whipping.
Okay. Now, is there something that might be less intense than a whipping?
You're going to get a scolding.
Okay. Well, I mean, some physical.
Oh, you're going to get a paddling.
Okay.
Or so, a spanking.
Well, now, would you arrange those in order of intensity?
Let me see. Spanking. A paddling, a spanking, a whipping, and a beating.
Okay. And those go from less to great. I mean, a beating is worse than anything else.
That's right, yeah. Okay. That's the degrees.
Okay. If Bob was a lot taller at the end of the year than he'd been at the beginning, he might say, during the year, Bob, what, a lot?
Grew a lot.
Okay. How do people speak of a child? What do they call a child whose parents aren't married? They might say he's a?
Orphan.
Okay. Well, no, whose parents aren't married.
Oh.
What would the child be?
If a child's parents
are not married.
Oh, a bastard.
Okay. And do you know any other terms? Have you ever heard the term woods coat?
Okay. What?
Woods coat.
Woods coat.
Colt.
C-O-A-T.
C-O-L-T.
Oh, woods coat. No, I never heard that.
Sally is a loving child, but Mary is an even?
More so.
Okay. Would you ever say a lovinger child? Your sister's son would be your?
Nephew.
Okay. And a child whose parents are dead is an?
An orphan.
And for that child, the court might appoint a?
Guardian.
The people in somebody's immediate family are his?
Relatives.
And how about his distant family?
With
everybody. Do you still just call them relatives?
No, his family.
Okay. He isn't related to her. He's no what to her?
No kin to her.
A person who's just moved into the neighborhood and whom no one knows yet is a?
Newcomer.
Okay. And how about somebody who walks into town and nobody's ever seen him before?
A stranger.
Okay. And would you ever call that person a foreigner?
No.
That would only be if he